Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Patricia Bitterman brings forth the word every day, and we have every Wednesday, and we have at least 400 of her messages. Can you imagine all that anointing, loving, spiritual energy, healing, and blessing that Pastor Bitterman put into Blog Talk Radio's archives? So if you ever have a moment, you have your own computer, and you want to hear the word of God spoken as God speaks to her, then you want to go right in those archives. And you got 400 messages you can listen to, so you will never be bored. It's my pleasure to say that Pastor Bitterman is on the line, and I love the way that she brings our soloists on the air. Pastor Bitterman, and let me decrease so you may increase.
Amen, amen, amen. Look what the Lord hath done. He has blessed us with another day, and I am glad about it. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take him at his word. God has blessed us to see another day, and it is truly another day that the Lord has kept us. I seem to be getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if the door is shut. Well, I can't get this feedback, but I would appreciate it. However, I will not prolong the moment. because we have our precious Mother Janie. She is locked and loaded. She is ready to take us to the throne of singing on tonight. She's going to do just like the right Benny Cummings said, lift up the Savior for men to see. And let me throw women in there too. Mother Janie, God bless you. I look forward to hearing you on this evening. The line is open to you.
Good afternoon. Everyone's back listening. Pastor Patricia and Pastor Scott, this song that I'm doing tonight is for you two, Pastor Benjamin and Pastor Scott. And I want to sing this song for my pastor, Reverend Robert Hodges, because I was on the prayer line on last night from Anavista Baptist Church, but we do the Horn Virgil thing, and his wife came on the phone and said he was not be on there on last night because he was not feeling good. She said she don't want nobody to worry. He's not, you know, really, really down. But he was just exhausted from the treatment, from the radiation and stuff that he get, or the chemo, whatever he's getting, and asked everybody to just keep him in a word of prayer. So tonight I want to do his favorite song, and if Jackie is on the line, she know I sing on three different choirs in my church. And either one of them choirs I own, Reverend Hodges, will not let me get out to church until I sing his song. And his song is, There's a God Who Knows It All. And truly tonight, I know that there's a God who knows it all. So tonight, Pastor Scott, Pastor Patricia, I want to do this song for you two and Reverend Hodges.
There's a God.
Who knows it all? There's a God who knows it all. He rules the land, all powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes our burden gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than I can bear. So I'll go down on my knees and I'll talk to Jesus, 'cause I know he will answer prayer. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes your friends may deceive you, and you know they stand alive your name. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus, and I know he will answer prayer. And is a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules the land. He rules all the land. Yes, he and all power in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Reverend Hodges, there's a God who knows it all. Pastor Patricia, there's a God who knows it all. Pastor Scott, there's a God who knows it all. Mother Jeannie, there's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land and all powers in his hand. Jackie, oh Jackie, this one of your favorite songs. And I know, oh I know, that there's a God who knows it all. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. Yes, there is a God who knows it all. I appreciate you, Mother Jane. Thank you for you singing for us on Wednesday night. And we just appreciate you to the highest. And I know what it's like when your pastor is not feeling well. So we send up prayers tonight for Reverend Hodges and for his precious wife who is there to have to take care of him and to encourage him to not to give up. Don't fall by the wayside. That the God that he has been preaching and teaching about for years is a healer, he's a way maker, and he never fails. So tell Reverend Hodges to just hold on. A change is coming. Now, how the change is about to take place, God has not revealed, but a change is coming. We pray that God will strengthen his body and allow him to be able to take his therapy, whether it's radiation or chemo or whatever it is that they're administering into his body, that his body will not reject it, that it will receive it, and that God's healing will flow through his body on tonight. Father God, we thank you for your manservant who has served in the helm for you down through the years, that he is truly a SOS, that he's a servant of salvation. And God, we thank you for his life on tonight. We thank you for making ways that his body will fall in line with the word of God. But we know, God, that we can ask you to move, but we also know that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, we pray from our heart, but our heart needs to be in line with your heart, for your word declares that you know the thoughts that you have for us. And God, we know that you know the plan that you have for Reverend Hodges' life. And we ask that our will line up with your will, and that your will be done and your kingdom come. God, his wife who's standing by his side, it's not easy when you're looking at your loved one sick and you can't do anything to help them. But God, you can give us strength because you told us in your word that you are our refuge and our strength, a present help in the time of trouble. These are troublesome times for the Hodges family right now, God. Knowing that he's going through this condition that he's going through doesn't make you feel good about it. But we serve a God who knows it all. He rules all the land and got all power in his hand. Yes, we serve a God who knows it all. So, God, we put our petition before you tonight that you would stretch out your mighty hand and touch your manservant, Reverend Hodges, on tonight. God, give him peace in the midst of his storm. God, we thank you. We're going to thank you in advance for what we're asking you to do that it's already done. We bless your holy name, Father, and we take nothing from you. All praise belongs to you. Every praise is to our God, and every word is with one accord. Every praise tonight belongs to you, Jesus. And while we are on this line tonight, I ask that everyone, God, that have a petition before you, that have a prayer request before you, have a loved one they're thinking about on their heart before you, God, I ask that in your will and in your precious name that you grant the petition on tonight, grant the blessing. God, give my family members strength. Strengthen my sister Jackie. Heal her body in Jesus' mighty name. God, allow her to reach out and touch you like the woman who had the issue of blood, which spent all of her money going to and fro to the doctor. But when she touched the hem of your garment, God, she was immediately made whole. And you said that her faith did it for her. So, God, I ask that you increase my sister's faith on tonight, that she will reach out and touch the hem of your garment. There's still healing in your garment. There's healing in your wings. God, let her dwell under the secret place of the Most High, God, and let her abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty, God, heal her body tonight, God. Give her strength. Give her a little more grace. In Jesus' mighty name, God, do it for my soloist on tonight. Do it for her, Jesus. She got a lot of things before you, God. And she's a soul winner for Christ. And we just bless your holy name, precious Father. We thank you for touching Dr. Scott's body on tonight, Lord. We just want to lift up your name that men can be drawn unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. Thank God for Jesus who opened up the way. Thank God for Jesus who leads me each day. Thank God. Thank God, thank God, oh yes, I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus because he opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus who leads each day. I thank God, thank God, I thank God. Amen. That little tune was on my heart that I do thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation and he opened up the way. Now, I want to thank Mother Janie for her niece last week was on board with us. Excuse me. Last week, Sister Sandra Aikens, she was on and brought the word last week, and it was just beautiful. I have not seen or talked to Sandra in years, and I really appreciate her aunt, Mother Janie, inviting her to join us on last Wednesday, because I do believe that Evangelist Sandra has Bible study on Wednesday night, but she counted it not robbery to be with Glory United Ministry on last week. And I'm grateful, and anytime she has a moment and she'd like to get on with us, just tell her to dial in and let me know she's there, and I'll decrease so that she can go forward with the word of the Lord. Now, I promised a week or so ago, and last week we didn't get into Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, because our dear sister Evangelist Akins was on with us, and we gave leeway for her to bring the message. So now, so that I can keep the devil as a liar, we're going to go back to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and I ended at the 15th verse, and we're supposed to go on from there. And the 15th verse said, "But it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day." You know, it's something about this day. If you notice over in I believe in Isaiah, I've read, and I believe I read it enough, but it said, "Today when you hear my voice, harden not your heart." That's one of them. And then there's another one that says, "Give us this day." It is something about being precise. It says here in the word, it says, "The statute which I command thee this day." Now, pay attention to this day. It's something about moving in the now. It's something about moving in this day. This day is very important for, again, the psalmist lets us know that this is the day that the Lord hath made. It is something about this day that is important with the Lord. Give us this day, my God, today, my daily bread. Give us this day. And we find here in Deuteronomy that it's saying, "Be this day that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." That was verse 15. We had read from 1 to 15 about 2 weeks ago. Well, this is the second Wednesday since we read that. But let's go to verse number 16. "Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field." See, we want to hear about all the blessings and everything all the time, but this is what's happening when we are disobedient. Yes, he will allow the rain to fall on the unjust and the just at the same time. Yes, he will allow you to wake up and see a new day. Yes, you will see the sunshine. Yes, you will feel the wind. Yes, you will pick up the phone and talk to a friend. However way, but let me tell you what goes along with being disobedient. These things are waiting for you. You're cursed in the field. Come on now. You're cursed in the city. You're cursed in the field. You know what? If God, just look at this pandemic, how they're running out of certain things. If the field cannot yield her fruits and her vegetables, you're seeing a bad day. There are things that you cannot get from the store that was plenteous at one point, just a couple of years ago. Now you can't get them. I hear all the time, "We cannot get that. It's out of stock. I've been waiting for this item or this product for 6 months now, but we can't get it because there is no one working. And with no one working, there is no production going forward. So therefore, we can't get it. Your field has been cursed. Your vines have been cursed. I just found out that they're talking about there's a shortage of chicken wings. If the people are not able to get to work to slaughter the chickens or kill them however way they want to do them, you cannot get a wing, a leg, a thigh, or a breast because there is a curse, because we've been disobedient to God's command. Preachers have to stop preaching pie in the sky and start telling people the word of God, which is true, that if you can run but you can't hide, you can peep but you go slide. You've got to pay attention to what God's word is really saying. People, preachers, God gonna get you for not telling the people the truth. You got to tell them whether they want to hear it or not, because the only way that you can make it in is that you got to stop living in sin. You got to obey the whole Bible. You got to eat the whole loaf. You can't do one and not the other. You can't do the other and not one. We have got to obey the command of God. In order for you to be blessed, you don't want the curse on you. Curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Did you hear that? Curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Curse shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. My God, I love the word of God. Verse 19 says, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Well, I hear somebody saying in the stadium, well, I know some people didn't live right, didn't do anything right, but they seem they had new cars, they had a new house, they had plenty of money in the bank. It still don't stop the curse of God from being in their life. You can look good on the outside, but all kind of hell is going on the inside that they may not let you see. You may see them at the grocery store. You may see them even at the church house, and it looks like they're flourishing and they're doing well. But all when they leave from in your presence, all hell is breaking out on them. But they're not going to let you know it. So it makes it look like doing wrong is a good thing. Doing wrong is the right thing. Doing what you want to do is the best thing. But that's not true, because the word of God will not change. It tells you when you do not do what God has commanded, that these are the curses that will come upon you. I know we want to shout all the time. I know we want to get our dance on, and we want to go into a hoop and whatever, but you've got to teach the word so that people don't fall by the wayside and be able to blame God by saying, well, Lord, I didn't know that I was not supposed to do it like that. We have to teach the word. Preachers, teach the word. Mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, teach the word to your loved ones. Teach it to your siblings so that their soul won't be lost at all costs. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou setteth thine hand upon unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Verse 21, The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. My God, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. And thy heavens that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under the feet shall be iron. My God, today. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder. Can you imagine needing rain and the rain is like powder? It won't do you any good. And dust from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. We're still talking about a good God here. We're still talking about that God that you said, God is good, and all the time, God is good. This is the same God who sends these curses on people of disobedience. We children that don't reverence him and do what he say is right. We like to holler about, well, I'm only human. God knows I'm human. Yes, and so was Jesus. Jesus was human, but Jesus had the Holy Spirit to help him to do what was right. Jesus came in the flesh so that he would know the temptation that the tempter would put upon us. And he told us that if I'm overcome, you can too. But you got to study and focus on being an overcoming. My God, today. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcasses shall be meat unto all fowl of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. My God, I'm telling you, God is worthy to be praised. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt and with the emeralds and with the scabs and with the itch, Lord, help me today, whereof thou canst not be healed. I tell you, I break out in James Brown said, I break out in a cold sweat, but I break out in an itch, and I be telling the Lord while I'm scratching, God, you've got to do something to help me. I know that I was disobedient at points in my life, and it doesn't go unpunished. But, God, I know I got your grace to get me to the other side, and I thank the Lord for it. Ooh, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment, Lord, help us today, of heart. Oh, God, look, this is rough, this is rough. They're saying church is tight, but it's right. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. My God, today this all happened. Now, this in the Bible. Listen to the word of God. You want to know what verse that is? Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and verse 30. Write it down. Another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. My God, that's a time to be. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemy, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. My God, ooh-wee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. I tell you, this Deuteronomy 28 is rough. I'm telling you. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad, Lord, help us, for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. I'm still reading the Bible, y'all. This is the word of God. This is stuff that we like to stay away from. We like to read Psalms telling folks about the blessings that God's going to give them. We like to read Matthew. We like to read all of the easy stuff. But when it comes down to God dealing with you because of curses and that sort of thing that he's allowed because of your disobedience, a lot of us shun away from that. But we've got to tell you the truth. A lot of people won't fool with this, but I have to tell the truth. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees. Lord, how many people you know got problems with their knees? And in the legs, they got problems with their legs. Lord, how you doing today, honey? My knees hurt. Lord, my knees hurt me so bad. How you doing today, girl? My legs hurt so bad, I can hardly walk. Oh, man. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an atonement for, shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in. My God, this is scary. For the locust shall consume it. Pay attention to the word of God. We're not far away from these things happening, people of God. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oils, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. See what I'm saying? People say, why they use that olive oil. Why they put that oil all over? They did it in the Bible. You took and anointed yourself with the oil. Oh, bless his name. Thou shalt plant vineyards. And my phone is wanting to act up. And let's go to the next one. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The day is already here. It may not have hit us in the United States yet, but the locusts is overseas and stuff. They're already eating up the trees and stuff. They're working their way here. Mm-hmm. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Lord, you don't want that to be you, do you? Start doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemy, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. I'm going to stop right there. Now, remember, that was verse number 48 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I don't want to give you too much to eat because you might bring it back up. You can't digest it. So we're going to stop there. I have read from 15 down to 48. Next Thursday, be it the Lord, say the same. We will continue in this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and let you be blessed with the word of the Lord. I thank you all for being with us on tonight. I would say to God be the glory for the thing he has done. Again, we thank Mother Janie for being aboard with us tonight. And all of you God's people from South Carolina, Mother Blondie, and the other saints, if I don't call your name, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It's just that I can't get all the names out to my own sister, Sister Jackie, and to everyone in Radio Land, Blog Talk, all in the archives, and everywhere they're listening from the chat room, all over in Brazil and Australia and all of the places all over the world. This word goes out internationally. Every time we go on the air, we hit all of the country overseas and the states here in the United States. We are all over the world right now. Tonight, it might be daytime in Europe right now, but we are all over the world. Dr. Scott let me know that we have listeners in Germany and in Spain and all of those places. Russia, can you believe Russia is hearing the word of God? That's why we must preach the truth of God. We must tell you whether you like it or not. If it's in the Bible, we have to speak on it, because we don't want anybody's soul to be lost because they said, I did not know that. Well, God's going to charge me. And I don't want your blood to be required at my hand. Again, we pray for Reverend Hodges and Sister Hodges. We lift them up before the Lord, and we ask God to let his will be done, for he knows what's best for all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, keep in mind, Deuteronomy is no joke, but we're going to finish it to the end. I think it'll put a smile on your face. We will start next week at verse number 49 until we get to the end of Deuteronomy. It's not much more to go. It's 49, and we'll finish it. We'll finish it, and then we'll tell the Lord thank you. Have a good night, everyone. Looking forward to seeing you next, well, hearing you on next Wednesday night at the 7 o'clock hour. Invite a friend. Tell somebody that Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells us so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Have a good night.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth.